Shereen Springer was here in July when we met with you to talk about this project. And I'd like Shereen to introduce a new member of the team.
So I had the honor of getting to be here in July listening to comments from the Planning Commission and then also Governance Team and City Council and helped to craft the community engagement plan you see today. And I actually will be shifting a little bit in my role with JLA, and so won't be on the day-to-day project management as much, and bring with me Allison, who will be kind of stepping into that role as the on-the-ground person. So you will miss me, I can tell already, but I wanted to bring Allison here tonight so you had a face to put with her name, and you'll see her more. She has an incredible background in facilitation, and she has worked a lot specifically with high conflict or processes where there are a lot of emotions and a lot of different perspectives, and so I think she'll be a really wonderful addition to this team, and so I'm excited to orient her to the Springfield community and to this project. And if there's anything else you would like to say about yourself,
I think you captured it really well. We'll have a lot of time to get to know each other.
Yes.
Thank you. Looking forward to it.
Great. Welcome.
So we were here in July to provide a project overview and seek your input on key messages for this project and to introduce the purpose and goals of the community engagement plan. And then with your input and the input of the City Council and the Main Street Governance Team, we've fleshed out the community engagement plan this summer. So tonight we'll provide an overview of that plan and seek your feedback, and we're requesting approval with whatever modifications you'd like to see. And then in July we also talked about the role of the Strategic Advisory Committee for this project and the participant categories we were looking for and what our recruitment strategy would be. And so as was included in your packet, we received a number of applications for that committee, and we're looking for you to appoint committee members tonight also. So the community engagement plan will serve as a guide for our stakeholder outreach and public involvement activities as we work to create the Main Street facility plan. And so I'll just walk through the sections. The community engagement plan is attachment 2 in your packet tonight. The introduction is pretty straightforward. If you recall, we reviewed the project purpose statement with you in July that was developed and refined with feedback from the City Council and the Main Street Governance Team. And it identifies the problem that we're looking to solve and forms the basis for the decision makers to select the ultimate solutions to address that problem. The next section of the plan presents general goals for sharing information and gathering input regarding needs and issues of both the broader community and corridor stakeholders as it relates to this project. In this section, we also describe city and partner agency efforts on the corridor because, as we've heard from the community, and we also believe that it's critical that all of our projects on the corridor are coordinated and that messaging is consistent and that the community understands the interrelationships of the various projects. The corridor research section provides context for the corridor within which we're working. And so this section has selected demographic and other information about the city, and then also data that is specific to the corridor and surrounding neighborhoods around employment and demographics. So building on information that we gleaned from prior and ongoing corridor projects, we developed an initial list of potentially affected interests and likely issues to inform our development of the community engagement plan. And Appendix A of the community engagement plan has that detailed list, and then those topics are summarized in this section of the document. And I think it's important to point out that that's a living list, and so as the project proceeds, we will continue to add potential stakeholders and topics of concern. the key messages section of the plan. We reviewed those key messages with you in July, and the key messages will be helpful to facilitate consistent, communicating consistent messages throughout the life of the project. And those, the development of those messages was informed by previous and ongoing corridor projects, and then was refined with input that we received over the last few months.
So the comments, we had a conversation with you in July about some of the concerns or curiosities around messaging, so you should see those reflected in this most recent draft, as well as when Molly had talked about some of the corridor demographics or requests for some of the safety information more fleshed out. So hopefully as you move through the community engagement plan, you'll notice some of the pieces that you provided in July showing up there, specifically in these sections.
And then the public involvement process section, we reviewed most of the information contained in this section when we provided our project overview in July, but it describes the role of the advisory bodies and the decision-making structure for the project and how the planning phase fits into the overall project development for design and later construction. So this engagement strategies and schedule section is kind of the crux of the community engagement plan. It describes the strategies that we're proposing and our schedule for engagement. There will be three major rounds of communication and outreach that will include a variety of in-person and online opportunities for engagement. And the strategies are described in detail in the text on pages 17 to 18 of your packet, and then the tables on 19 to 21 describe the timing and sequencing of that engagement. I don't know if you have more.
Yeah, as well, I think one piece we talked about as well was just the spectrum of both engaging different types of interested stakeholders, but also I think one of the points of emphasis was just ensuring that there are different tools. So you'll see in the column as well the levels of community engagement, moving kind of from informed to consult. So we put those in there as well so you could see as we move through those different rounds how we're using those tools and kind of what the point of emphasis on why those tools are being used in that way. So just kind of another level of information for you.
And then the last section, the city and ODOT always look to make continuous process improvements. So we, in this section, talk about the mix of quantitative and qualitative assessment measures that will inform future planning projects. And then I mentioned that Appendix A was the potentially affected interest and areas of concern. Appendix B is really for describing our internal protocols that our project team and decision makers are agreeing to follow to ensure consistent project communications and documentation of communication. And then Appendix C is still in progress, but we're all very familiar with complying with statewide planning goal one, which is citizen involvement in the land use planning realm. And I think that we mentioned in July that Senate Bill 408 requirements apply to facility plans in Oregon, and that's legislation that directed ODOT to ensure that the economic impact of transportation infrastructure projects, the economic impact is adequately considered in the planning process for projects that may affect access management. And so Appendix C is a discussion paper that describes the key requirements of Senate Bill 408 that will apply to the Main Street facility plan, and then it outlines city and ODOT responsibilities for compliance. This discussion paper has a number of appendices itself that wasn't included in your packets, copies of the legislation and our contract with ODOT, and our intergovernmental agreement with ODOT. And really in developing this appendix, we were trying to facilitate input from both city and ODOT staff and then city legal counsel and then the Department of Justice to make sure that we're all on the same page as we move forward with this project. And so it's still in review, but we wanted to share with you the key components so you're be aware of this added level of community engagement for this project. So before I go on to the advisory committee, do you have specific questions about
the There are a couple of things that I noticed, which I really appreciated. I made some annotations, and this you addressed after you spoke with us previously. For instance, there was a suggestion in relation to involvement of Willamette Lane, Eric Adams with Willamette Lane, and you have added him to the technical advisory committee. I really appreciated that. I think that there are a couple of other areas that I noticed that you had really listened, and I appreciated that a great deal. That the feedback that the Planning Commission had provided you, I felt like you took that into good consideration and used that in coming up with this final plan. I feel very good about this plan as it's put forth this evening, and I know as you move into the process, it will change, but I think it's certainly an excellent starting point.
Any other comments from the commission?
I had a little bit of trouble following attachment 2 in the grid.
Because the matrix?
Yeah,
okay.
It's the stakeholders, because the columns identifying who is whom as you go from page to page disappears.
Yeah.
So if that could
be noted.
If that could be...
I'm going to address this now because it can't be fixed, because it's actually a spreadsheet that we used to document this that we received at a training that a number of us attended, and it's not something that can be manipulated and isn't very user-friendly, but we wanted to at least include it to show the work we've done. So.
Okay.
I think
we were all frustrated.
We tried very, it's a little confirming to hear that as a comment, because I know the Springfield team tried really hard to find a different format.
I went back and forth, but page to page to page.
Oh, sorry.
Quite a few times.
Keeps you on your toes, I guess. Thank you for spending the extra attention on that.
Good.
Thank you. And thanks again for your feedback in July. It was really helpful to have the opportunity to have met with you before we really finalized the plan.
The other thing I was going to point to was we also talked about some measurable, quantitative measurable outcomes, and you've included quantifiable data on the participation. Mm-hmm. I really appreciated that.
Great.
And those quantitative things that as you go through the process. So all in all, it looks like it's a good process.
Great.
So.
Well, thank you. We'll look forward to keeping you in the loop on how we meet those measures and how things are moving.
That's great.
So. Again, we talked in July about the Strategic Advisory Committee and that we were looking for stakeholders to reflect various interests along the corridor and then also the broader community. We posted the recruitment in late July. There was an article in the Register Guard that appeared electronically and then also in print. We posted on the city and the project website, and the e-update went out to our extensive interested parties list, and then there was a social media posting. And then we reached out to participants on advisory committees in the past associated with the corridor, and then also to organizations and individuals who might have connections to folks who might be interested in applying. We received 11 applications when the recruitment closed, and then there were three interest group areas where we didn't have any applicants, and those were youth, trucking industry, and then Chamber of Commerce. And so we extended the recruitment, made even more contacts with folks, and we only received one additional application after that. But we do have 12 applicants, and the project team recommends the appointment of all of those, as they cover most of the interest areas that we're looking for. And I guess I would say, in terms of the areas where we don't have anyone reflecting the interests of the trucking industry, we will have an ODOT motor carrier representative on the technical advisory committee. And then also, should someone come forward between now and the end of the project and want to participate, we would then bring those applications to you. And the same for the youth category.
I would suggest on the youth category, of course, during the summertime is a really difficult time to get. But, you know, we have student leaders that are that sit at every school board meeting from the high schools and also from A3. You know, Springfield High School is off the corridor. Thurston High School is just marginally off of 58th Street, and A3 is certainly on Main Street. I think if you did an outreach to the school district, probably one of those student leaders, one or two of those student leaders, might want to be involved.
Okay.
So I would suggest that you do that. Okay. All right, questions about the applicants? We have two action items before us tonight. One is to adopt with modifications the draft community engagement plan as presented. Do we have any other conversation or dialogue about the draft plan? I would certainly entertain a motion. Do we need a motion for approval or just consensus? Okay. Do we have general consensus that we adopt the plan as presented this evening and move it forward? Okay. All right. We have general consensus on that. So great job on the plan, I believe. The Strategic Advisory Committee, we have the participants in those categories identified, 12. And I would highly recommend that you try to, even though we do have on the trucking industry and freight delivery side, we do have on the technical advisory committee some representation. It would be nice to have someone also on the other group. And I would be surprised if you don't, if you weren't able to connect with, some students or youth that might be. Want to be involved, so I would recommend that we push forward the Strategic Advisory Committee group as presented as well. Do we all concur?
Agreed.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Other questions? Great job on this. This is this is the beginning of a long process. So, I say the beginning, you've done an enormous amount of work to bring this to this stage. So, I think you've done, staff have done an incredible job, and along with the consultants that we have on board. And so, thank you for your hard work, and we look forward to progress on this, and hopefully, we can see the results of this in the not too distant future. So.
Area that really, needs the safety improvements. We all know that, and looks like you've developed a really robust outreach program. I did notice some of the names on the advisory committee are people who have expressed a lot of interest in Main Street, and it's great to see. Going to be great to have them involved in the process.
Great. Thank you.
Good
very
job.
Much.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay. We stand adjourned, CCI.